A new Downwinders of Utah archive opened Monday at the University of Utah J. Willard Marriott Library. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
The archive interactively shows the story of radioactive fallout in Utah related to atmospheric nuclear testing in Nevada in the 1950s. Justin Sorensen specializes in geospatial content at the Marriott Library. He says the Atomic Energy Commission's primary focus in the early days of testing was creating an image of strength and superiority, no matter the consequences.
And that really is what the story was until you get to the late 70s and 80s when you see all these victims who are actually downwinders and what they've gone through and ordeals and really see what was actually happening at the time.
Sorensen says the archive contains everything from recorded interviews with downwinders to extensive cartographic maps and dramatic images of mushroom cloud heights based on raw numbers.
Ultimately, the goal with this archive is really just to keep this story alive because a lot of the downwinders are passing at this time, and it's important that we preserve this information and their stories so that the next generation knows what happened and that the same mistakes aren't made again.
The archive includes videos of nuclear tests, newspaper articles, and documents showing the impacts of the experiments, as well as changes in the official government language related to the test detonations. Bob Nelson, KUER News.